Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Monday, December 22nd. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Today on the show, we're going to hear from the head of Instagram as he answers questions about reach, like, is it possible to get more reach through posts instead of using Reels? And is it possible to increase your story views without growing your account? We'll also talk about Instagram's new limit on hashtags and how to best use them strategically if you can only put 5. We'll also talk about Instagram television coming to Amazon Fire devices and a lot more after the break. Welcome back. We're hearing the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, and let's start with reach-related questions. The first question, is it possible to get reach through posts instead of Reels? The answer to that is yes, but if you're going to make a post, it should be a carousel with multiple photos. Here's Adam's answer to the question.
Absolutely. I think for everyone, you're going to find success with different formats based on the type of content that you're trying to create. I find success with both. I create a decent number of Reels, but I also do a decent number of posts. I find Reels are better for explaining things because I can just talk to the camera. And posts are better for highlighting creators that I think are really bringing something amazing or special to the platform because I can show a bunch of different content from that same creator and other content like a selfie or something else. So it just depends on what story you're trying to tell, which format is the most effective, but they can both be effective.
Okay, yes, that's true, but it leads us right into the next question. Are carousels better than single image posts? The answer to that is yes, absolutely. The more time you can get people to spend with the content that you've posted, the better it's going to do. So having more slides in a carousel that people care about would be beneficial.
On average, they do better, yeah. I'm not saying you gotta post a carousel instead of a regular photo, but when you do post a carousel, people have the option to swipe and see more, so they're more likely to like or comment. We'll show that carousel a second time if they don't swipe themselves some of the time, which gives you a second shot. So generally speaking, yes, carousels do better.
Okay, since we're talking about reach, let's do a question about follower count. Does follower count still matter? I would say yes. It is a vanity metric. It is in no way an indication of how many people you are reaching with your content. You could literally buy 1 million bot followers, but that doesn't mean that people are necessarily going to see your content. Having said that, if you have 1 million followers, that does look a lot better than if you just have 1,000. Here's Adam's answer to the question, does follower count still matter?
Follower count absolutely matters. It is true that more and more content on Instagram is recommendations, so being shown to people who don't necessarily follow the account that created the content. Sorry, I'm going to get my sentence correct there. But you're way more likely to reach someone who follows you than who doesn't follow you. And we definitely want to make sure that's still a core part of the experience.
Sticking with stories, let's do another stories related question. How does stories order work? Like, why do some people come up first? This person is asking about when they open the Instagram app and they see the people who have posted stories at the top of their app, why do the people who show up first show up in that order? Here's Adam's answer to that question.
So all stories are from accounts that you follow, at least in the tray at the top of your home. We rank them based on how likely we think you are to be interested in that story. And we use proxies, like how likely are you to tap on the story, how likely you are to reply to that story or to like that story. We predict those likelihoods and we use that as a proxy for how interested we think you are in that story, and then we rank accordingly.
Okay, let's move on to some Instagram news related questions. Instagram recently announced that they are limiting hashtags to 5. In that case, the person is asking, how many should they be using? Here's Adam's answer to the question.
There's no perfect answer to this question. You can use as many as you like, up to 5. I think people use hashtags a little too much overall. They think it's a way to get a lot more reach, and it's not. It is not an effective way to grow reach at all. But it can be helpful to let people know what you're talking about, to connect posts to each other for search, etc. But in general, it's not going to meaningfully increase your reach. And when people add 10, 20, 30 hashtags, they were trying to essentially hack the algorithm and it wasn't working. And so we figured it'd be better just to make it clear and create a cap at 5.
I just want to take a moment to point out that Instagram limiting hashtags to 5 does give parity with TikTok, which has limited hashtags to 5 for a while now. Okay, let's move on to some questions about stories. No, don't worry, they're not questions about story highlights. The question, is it possible to increase your story views without growing your account? The answer to that is not really, because Instagram primarily shows your story to people who already follow you. People could go to your profile page and tap on your story if they don't follow you and watch it if you're public. But Instagram is not going to suggest your story to anyone unless they already follow you. Here's Adam's answer to if it's possible to increase your story views without growing your account.
It is possible to grow how many people see your stories without growing the number of followers you have, but growing the number of followers you have will help because we don't show stories to people who do not follow you. Now, the way to do it would be to keep testing things and figure out what types of stories you might share that are going to create more engagement, which you can see by seeing which stories or patterns of your stories that get more likes, more comments, more replies, etc. Double down on what's working and move away from what's not, and you will slowly get more story views over time, even from the same set of followers.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Instagram for Television app. We'll talk about a suggestion for an Instagram feature that actually already exists and some other things that are coming. Stick around. And we're back. Continuing with the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, let's talk about Instagram for Television. The first one. Will we see metrics on Reels to see if they are played on TVs or different devices? This is a very good question because now Instagram exists for iPad. And as of last week, Instagram rolled out the app for Amazon Fire devices. So this question about being able to see the metrics for each specific platform in a breakdown is actually a very helpful idea. Here's Adam's answer.
So right now you can see things like how many people saw the reel in feed versus on the Reels tab versus on profile. You can see how many people who viewed that reel were someone who followed you versus someone who doesn't follow you. But we do not yet have that device breakdown. That's a pretty interesting idea. I'll bring it to the team.
The next question about Instagram for Television. Are there any plans for horizontal videos / posts to play on TV? This is a very important question because YouTube has done so well on television screens and YouTube is typically viewed in a horizontal format that would fill your television screen. So this question actually makes sense. However, it doesn't seem like the Instagram team is focused on doing that. And Adam actually says something that's a little bit misleading in this video. I'll explain at the end.
Not yet. So for those of you who don't know, we just launched the first version of Instagram for TV. We're just starting with Amazon Fire to start, but we're going to expand over time. It's early, so we got a lot to learn. And I think one of the things is going to be, do we need to support more horizontal video? Another is going to be, do we need to support longer form video, which we do not embrace at all on the mobile app? But we're going to start with vertical and short, even though TVs are obviously wide. And we'll see how it goes, and we'll iterate as we learn from the market.
Okay, I just want to point out that he said that they don't support longer video in the mobile app, but Instagram recently added the ability to support reels up to 20 minutes long. So they do support that to a certain extent. Maybe he knows something I don't. Okay, let's move on to a feature request. I'd love a teleprompter feature for recording voiceovers. Well, this isn't inside the Instagram app, but it is inside the Edits app. If you do mobile video editing, you should definitely check out the Edits app because there are a lot of features in there and they are constantly adding to it.
If you download the Edits app, we actually do have a teleprompter feature. So you can write a script you'd like and then it'll be built into the camera and then you can read that script and speak to the camera. Just go to Edits or download it if you don't have it and go to the camera and you'll see teleprompter is one of the options. I think it's on the left right around there.
Definitely go check out the Edits app if you haven't. The last question we're going to talk about today has to do with when you have multiple Instagram accounts, maybe you have one for work and one for personal, and one of them has a feature that the other one does not. That is an incredibly frustrating experience from a user perspective because there's nothing you can do about it. The question, why does one of my accounts have a reorder grid option while the other doesn't? Here's Adam's answer.
That is because we had a test out, or it's still out, about seeing how people used reordering of the grid. And we always test things before we launch them, and we haven't launched it to everyone yet. But it has been a while, so I need to go check on that with the team and make sure that we either turn it off entirely or more likely just get it out to everybody.
Okay, that is going to do it for the questions and answers from the head of Instagram. If you would like a weekly recap of everything I covered on the last week's worth of shows, sign up for the email newsletter, which you can get to in the link in the show notes, or by going to my profile on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media. Be sure to come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things that you need to know about.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic, and you're glad you posted the same. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling, also let me mention, you gotta post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Hey, keep coming back for more podcasts. And find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media.